Today's daf is Erev in Daf Mem Aleph, and we are three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Amid Beis, the two dots, V'Omar Rabba. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leia. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Hinda Chaya Bas Hechover Yaakov. So the Gemara and Daf Mem had discussed two questions that Rabba said he asked Rav Huna. Rabba said, Ki avina be Rav Huna, I asked him on Rosh Hashanah, are you supposed to acknowledge the fact that it's also Rish Chodesh or not? Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis Tishrei. It's Rish Chodesh. So are you supposed to acknowledge, are you supposed to be maskir the Me'in HaMa'ira of Rish Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah or not? Another question Rabba said he asked Rav Huna was, Ma'u loy mezman be Rosh Hashanah u'b'yem HaKippurim? Are you supposed to say Shachiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh when you make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah? Are you supposed to say Shachiyonu on Yom Kippur? We said Pshat in the Shiloh, the Teres Chaim, right here in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, the Marshon, Chedushi Agodis at the very, very, very end of Masechtas Megillah. Either way, the Gemara is now going to mention another question, unrelated, that Rabba asked Rav Huna. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Ki avinu bei Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, Yiboyolon, I asked him the following question, Bar bei Rav de Yosef betanisa b'male Shabbata, a Talmud Chacham who's fasting on Erev Shabbos. Some bring a raya from here that it's actually appropriate for a Talmud Chacham to fast on Erev Shabbos. So we're familiar with Toyamel. This is the other minig. To the contrary, there's an idea that a Bar Bei Rav once upon a time would fast on Erev Shabbos. But either way, it's Rav asked Rav Huna, a Talmud Chacham that has this minhag. He fasts on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Ma'u la'ashlume. Should he be mashlim his tainis or should he not be mashlim his tainis? Meaning, should he fast all the way up until Shabbos, until Tzeisak Echavim? Or maybe, even though he's fasting, he shouldn't fast the whole day. He should fast almost the whole day, but he should break his tainis a little bit before Shabbos. What would be the reason to do that? Because if you're going to fast the entire day, then you're going to walk into Shabbos me'una. You're going to walk into Shabbos in somewhat of an uncomfortable state. And that's not the appropriate way to greet the Shabbos. We spoke a lot during Masech the Shabbos about how the tzaddikim would go outside to the field and they would say, L'chadoidi l'kras kala and boi v'netze l'kras Shabbos malkasa. There's a whole seder of kovid and oinig that a yid is supposed to have for Shabbos. So you're going to greet Shabbos in this compromised position, maybe that's not appropriate. But then again, this person was Makabel Tainus. So this was the question that Rabbi said he asked Rav Huna. The Gemara said, they have a biyadeh. Rav Huna didn't have the answer. Asoi, the Kami, the Rabbi Yehuda said, they both decided, Rabbi and Rav Huna, let's go ask Rabbi Yehuda. Let's hear what Rabbi Yehuda has to say. Maybe he was Makabel something from his Rabbi Rav. Maybe he was Makabel something from his Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh Yeshiva. But the Gemara says, well, have a biyadeh. Rabbi Yehuda also didn't know the answer. So Rabbi, Rav Huna, and Rabbi Yehuda all did not know the answer to this question. Talmud Chacham, who took upon himself a Tainas Yochid, he's fasting on Erev Shabbos. The question is, should he break his fast a little bit before Shabbos? Like this, he doesn't enter Shabbos in a state of tzar? Or maybe no, he was Makabel Tainas, so you have to fast the whole day. Oh my Rava. So Rava sat down and he said, Nechziyana, let's see if we can figure this out on our own. The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Tisha B'Av Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So these are both days where a Yid is supposed to be B'Tzar. Tisha B'Av, of course, is a Tainas, and even Erev Tisha B'Av, you're supposed to be Mema'it somewhat in Tanugin. Stating that, if either Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, says the Braisa, Oichel V'Shoyse Kol Tzarche, you eat and drink whatever you want. U'malal Shulchano Afilu Kesuda Shloima B'Shaitoi. You can literally make a Suda like Suda Shloima B'Shaitoi. But either way, says the Braisa, Choli is Tisha B'Av V'Erev Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos? So now it's Tisha B'Av that's on Erev Shabbos. Of course, you fast. Mevi'in Loi Kebeya. So this, you're supposed to bring a person that's fasting an egg, va'oichel, and he's supposed to eat it right by the end of the day. And the reason is, k'deish lo yikonis l'shabbos k'shehu ma'una. It's like this, you're not going to enter Shabbos in a state of tzar. We were once sitting in the presence of Rabbi Akiva. It was Tisha B'Av that fell out on Erev Shabbos. And they brought him an egg, and he swallowed the egg b'loy melech without salt. This was on Tisha B'Av, but it was right at the end of the day. But said Rabbi Yehuda that the reason that Rabbi Akiva did did this was not because he had a taiva, he was so hungry, he couldn't not fast a little bit longer. Elo laharis l'talmidim halacha. Because he wanted the talmidim to see the halacha. What halacha? That if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, even though you fast, but you're not supposed to fast until the end of the day, you're not supposed to be mashlim the tainus, quote unquote, but rather you're supposed to eat something right before the end of the tainus. That's the Gemara stating that. Even though this is what the Tanakamim, the Braisa said. And the Gemara brought a Maisa where Rabbi Yehuda quoted something that happened with Rabbi Akiva. Incidentally, this is another place where Rabbi Yehuda is proving a halacha from a Maisa. Throughout Shas, Rabbi Yehuda is proving halachas from a Maisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamacha Sayinu, this is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasli, who very often brought Maisas to support his halachas. But either way, says the Gemara, there was another sheet. The Rabbi Yossi said, Mesanu Mashlum, no. That if Tisha B'Av falls down on Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to take an egg or break your fast towards the end of the day, but rather you're supposed to be Mashlum the Tainus. And Amalem, Rabbi Yossi turned to the Chachamim and he said, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because yeah, to Maidim li B'Tisha B'Av Shecholiyas Be'echad B'Shabbos. Aren't you Maidit to me that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Echot b'Shabbos, shemafsik mi ba'odyoy, that you're supposed to be mafsik mi ba'odyoy, meaning you see there's an idea that you're allowed to fast a little bit on Shabbos, right? When Tisha B'Av falls out on Echot b'Shabbos, so you're supposed to start fasting a little bit on Shabbos. So what's the difference if you're going to fast a little bit on Shabbos when it's the beginning of the Tainus versus you're going to fast a little bit of Shabbos when it's the end of the Tainus? Amar lo, said Chacham, and told Rabbi Yossi, Aval, I agree with what you just said. However, Amar lo, so he told him, Mali likonis b'al kishumun, Mali lotzis b'medek shumun, so what's the difference? Amar lo, they told him, Im amar lotzis mimenu shari ocha v'shasa kol yom kulay. No, it's very different. If a person starts his fast a little bit early, so he starts his fast on Shabbos, so is he entering the, or is he doing anything in a state of inui? That little bit of fast that he's going to have, the last hour or two of Shabbos, isn't going to put him in a state of inui because he ate the whole Shabbos. So if that's the case, it's not really impacting anything. As opposed to if a person is going to enter Shabbos after having fasted the last 24 hours, so then to the contrary, now he's entering in a state of inui. So he told him, at the end of the day, it's not a riot. What do you see from here? So Rava said, Nechsi Anan. It's a braisa where the Tanoim debated. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. You have the Gdol Tanoim quoted in this braisa. With Tisha B'Av falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Are you supposed to be mashlim the tainus? Are you not supposed to be mashlim the tainus? The Chachamim said you're not supposed to be mashlim the tainus. You eat an egg right before the end of the fast, but you're not supposed to enter Shabbos in a state where you had just fasted for the last 24 hours. Rabbi Yehuda brought a story that happened with Rabbi Akiva, Laharis HaTalmidim, Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. But the point is that the many Tanoim, it seems like the opinion of the majority of the Tanoim was that you're not supposed to be mashlim the tainus. Stated there, Rabbi Yossi said not that way. Rabbi Yossi said that you're supposed to be mashlim the tainus, misane umashlim. So what's the halacha? Amar Ula said halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Ula already paskin the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, meaning that you're supposed to be misane umashlim. You're not supposed to break your fast a little bit early. No, you finish the fast. Ayin means you're going to enter Shabbos in this state of inu. It doesn't matter. You're still supposed to be mashlim your tainus. So coming back to Rabbi Shaila, that he asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't know the answer. And then together, Rabbi and Rav Huna went to Rav Yehuda and asked them the same shaila. And Rav Yehuda also didn't know the answer. So Ulda Miram was struggling to figure out what? A Bar Bei Rav, a Talmud Chacham, who has the minig not to do Tayameh Erev Shabbos, but to fast on Erev Shabbos. So the question, should he be mashlim his tainus and enter Shabbos in a state of inui? Or maybe he should break his fast slightly before Shabbos? They didn't know what the halach is. So Rav said, I think I'm an obvious sush though. Because at the end of the day, even though it's not the same tainus, they were discussing Rabba and Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, a Barbi Rabba Talmud Chacham who took upon himself a special chumrah, a personal tainus, and the Tanoim, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Meir, and Rav Yossi, and the Chachamim, they were discussing Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos. But at the end of the day, just like there was a machlokes over there, whether you're supposed to be mashing the tainus or not, so l'chur, you would think the same machlokes should apply to the Barbi Rab. And if Ula was machriya, halacha k'Rav Yossi, that you're supposed to be mesano mashlim, you're supposed to complete the tainus, so you would think that as it relates to the Barbi Rab, the Yossi B'Tanis, the Mali Shabso, he should also be mashal mesainus. So that was Rava's psak. So Rava says, you want to know what the halach is? I think that's what the halach is. Zok digemar. Mi avdinik Rabbi Yossi. Is that true though? So Ula said the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Rava wanted to shtautzu Ula's psak of halach Rabbi Yossi to the Barbe Rav de Yosef B'Tanisa. But the Gemara says, is this in fact correct for a minu. I'll ask you a kasha. In goes in tainus alatziba barashi chadashim bechanaka ube pur. So this is a gemara in tainus daftes vav amibes. The context over there is sometimes because of a tzara that was going on in Klal Yisrael, so Bezdin took it upon themselves to be Goyzer Tainus. And a lot of Masechtas Tainus deals not with the Tainus Tzibur, but rather with the Tainus Yachid, called Tzara Shaloi Tavoi, that Bezdin felt they had to be Goyzer a Tainus. So the halach is that Bezdin was not Masechtin a Tainus. They never instituted a Tainus for a Rosh Chodesh, or a Chanukah, or a Purim. They try to work around those dates. Now, stating that, if they were Goyzer Tainus, and they started on a series of fasts, and then somewhere along the way, it encountered either Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, then the halach is a mafzikin. Then you're supposed to fast on those days. Divri Rabbi Gamliel, Amir Rameir, Rameir said, Af Misham Rabbi Gamliel, a mafzikin, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, in the event that there's a Tainus Sibur called Tzara Shalom, in the event that this is part of a series of Taneisim that had already been set in motion a little while back. So Rabbi Gamliel said you're supposed to fast, a very big Kiddush. But Rabbi Meir said that even though Rabbi Gamliel said you're supposed to fast, meaning Eimav Sikim, but Moida Hoyashem Ashlim, he was Moida that you know, shouldn't be Mashlim the fast. Don't complete the fast. Meaning fast almost the whole Rosh Chodesh, almost the whole Chanukah and Purim. But you shouldn't be Mashlim the fast. And then he continued, Rabbi Meir, and he said, V'chein betishabav shecholiyos be'erev Shabbos. The same is true regarding Tishabav shecholiyos be'erev Shabbos. You're not supposed to be Mashlim the Tainus. This is Ramey L'shitasai, who in the previous Brisa said that you're not supposed to be Mashlim the Tainus. But either way, there's an idea of not being Mashlim your Tainus. Says the Gemara of Tanya, we learned in another Brisa, Lachap Tirasai, Sharabi Gamliel. After Rabbi Gamliel was Nifter, so Rabbi Gamliel was the one that said that you're not supposed to be Mafsik, meaning you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. However, you shouldn't be Mashlim the Tainus. So this is now after the Ptir of Rabbi Gamliel. So Nichz Rabbi Shulah Havas Dvar, Rabbi Shua came in and he tried annulling what Rabbi Gamliel had instituted. So we know from Brachas Chavches and other places in Shas that there was a little bit of history, kaviyachol, between Rabbi Gamliel, this is Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavne, and Rabbi Yeshua. So this is another part of the rest of the story, one of the lesser known Gemaras. So after Rabbi Gamliel had instituted this takana, Rabbi Yeshua entered Beis Medrash and he tried it, repealing it. Amad Rabbi Yechon Menuri Aragla. Rabbi Yechon got up on his. And he said, "V'amar chazi ano." I'll tell you what I think. The baser reisha gufa azal. The guf is supposed to follow the roish. And what did he mean to say? He meant Rabbi Gamliel was the roish as dachven afriya de gagar. He said, "Kol yom of Rabbi Gamliel kavanu halacha kamoisoi." If all the days that Rabbi Gamliel was alive, we always followed him. Achshav now atem mevakish levatel dvarav. Now you want to be mevatel it? He said, "Yeshua in shoymen locha shekvar nitva halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel." He said, "Dalach is not Rabbi Gamliel." And there's nobody that was Ma'arer. Now, what was Rabbi Gamliel's halacha? That even though you're going to fast on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, but at the same time, again, you don't fast like Katchila, but in the event you set a whole set of Tanesim in motion, you're not going to be mafsik for any one of these days, but when you do fast, you're not supposed to be mashlam the tainus. So you see, you know, complete the tainus. So if you don't complete the tainus, this is an idea of not being mashlim the tainus. So how could you tell me halachik Rabbi Yosi? Here we're saying halachik Rabbi Yosi, misanu mashlim. Right, the Gemara, you see from this braisa that the minig was not the fearzach like Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara says like this, b'dayrish Rabbi Gamliel, avud k'Rabbi Gamliel. B'dayrish Rabbi Yosi, avud k'Rabbi Yosi. There was a difference between the dayr Rabbi Gamliel and the dayr Rabbi Yosi. In the dayr Rabbi Gamliel, that's taka the way it was. And it seems that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, they were still considered to be B'dayrish Rabbi Gamliel. And as a result, they were defending the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. But it changed at some point. And B'dayrish Rabbi Yosi, at that point already, they treated it differently. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Enochinami, this is a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, as it relates to being Mashlim the Tainus and not being Mashlim the Tainus. And the Gemara seems to say Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, what came out of that whole Vikuach was that there's an idea of Misanu Mashlim. And by the way, what were they talking about when they said Misanu Mashlim? This is important, Pashim Shana and the Gemara. They were discussing two things, right? What did the original Brisa say? In Goizim Tainus ala Tziba Brashi Chadashim Bechanaka Bepurim, Vim Mischido Emafsikin, Omra Meir, Avamisham Rabbi Gamliel, Emafsikin, Moida Hoyash Emashlimin, Vechain Betishab of Shalias Berev Shabbos. We're actually talking about the same halacha. We're not just stelling to the halacha Mesanu Mashlim regarding Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim to Tisha B'Av Shcholiyos Be'erev Shabbos. He said clearly, v'chein b'tishah b'av shcholias b'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara is assuming now that it's all geknipt in your binde. It's all one and the same. If you're not going to be mashlim the tainus of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, you're also not going to be mashlim the tainus on tishah b'av shcholias b'erev Shabbos. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says that, how can you tell me the halachas like Rabbi Yossi? You see Rabbi Gamliel, they defended this position that you're not supposed to be mashlim the tainus. The Gemara says, yeah, but there's Rabbi Gamliel, yeah. And that even affected l'acha p'tiras of Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Yossi was already a whole different dog. And the times of Rabbi Yossi, they treated it differently. Is that true? In the times of Rabbi Gamliel, they followed Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, we learned to the Braisa, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik said, Ani mibnei Sanov, then Binyamin. I am from the family of Sanov, from Shevet Binyamin. Now, what was unique about them? What was unique about them was is they had a mitzvah, they had the schos, the rights, to bring the Eitzim for the Beis HaMikdash one day a year. And their one day a year was Yud Ba'av. So once upon a time, there was no wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So there were certain families that took it upon themselves that they're going to donate wood. They took a day, and they took a day, a shar. And that family retained the schus even days later. And the days that these families would donate their eitzim for the Beis HaMikdash, for the family it was a special yontif. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik said, I'm from the family of the Bnei Sanov. They're from Shevet Binyamin, and our family had the rights to always donate the wood to the Beis HaMikdash on Yud Ba'av. Now, Pamachas Chol Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos, one year Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'dochinu L'achar HaShabbos. And as a result, Tisha B'Av had to be pushed off to the next day. Yud Ba'av. V'saneinu Ba'i, we fasted on that day. V'lo Yishlamnu. But we didn't complete the fast, and the reason is because it was our yontif, and we were told for us it's yontif, don't be mashlim, even though we'll be mashlim tishava, but it doesn't matter. This was always our yontif. I mean, this is our yontif, we're not supposed to be mashlim the tainis. So, what's the kasha? You see, from the time of the yontif, it sounds like the only reason they were mashlim the tainis is because it was yontif, or erev yontif mashlimin. Had it been erev yontif, meaning on every tishavav, right? Every single tishavav for the bnei sanov was Erev Yontif, because Yud Ba'av for them was always going to be Yontif. So if every Tisha B'Av for them was Erev Yontif, and the halacha is that when a Tainus goes into Shabbos, or a Tainus goes into Yontif, you're not supposed to be Mashlim the fast, then they should have never been Mashlim the fast. Right? What did Rabbi Lazar Rav Tzadik say? One time we were told not to be Mashlim Tisha B'Av. You know why? Because Tisha B'Av was pushed off to Yud Ba'av. So this is our Yom Tainus. It's our Yontif. So if it's our Yontif, you're not supposed to be Mashlim the fast. What does it sound like? Ordinarily on Tisha B'Av, they used to be Mashlim. L'chaira, every single Tisha B'Av for this family is like a Tisha B'Av Shechol Yoyis Be'erev Shabbos. Every single Tisha B'Av is like a Bar Be'rav. That's Yosef B'Tanisa Be'erev Shabbos. Because it's always going into a Yontif. Right? Usually Tisha B'Av doesn't go into Yontif, it just goes into Yud B'Av. When it falls out on Erev Shabbos, it goes into Shabbos Kodesh. But this family, every single Yud B'Av had a Yontif. So if every single Yud B'Av, they had a Yontif, so the Chura, it always went into Yontif. If the Halacha is that you're not supposed to be Mashlim the Tainis B'Kahai Gavna, like Rabbi Gamliel's Minig, and like we saw Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, and if there's such a halacha, then they should have never been mashlim the tainus. It sounds like that one year they weren't mashlim the tainus. No, they should have never been mashlim the tainus. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina said, no, this is different. Shani yontif shal devrayim. This was a different type of yontif. This is a yontif shal devrayim, and the reason is mitoich shemisanim by shois mashlimin by arviyos. Being that this is a yontif where you're allowed a fast part of the yontif, you can be Masana's choice on this Yontif. What's the Raya? Because when Tisha B'Av was pushed off to Yud B'Av, this family fasted. They just didn't fast the whole day. But they did fast. So the whole Yontif was a Shvachar Yontif. So too, Mashlimin by Arviyos. So too, here, there's no halacha that you can't enter this Yontif in a state of fasting. Yeah, regular Yontif, regular Shabbos, you can't enter Yontif, you can't enter Shabbos while you're fasting. But this wasn't a regular Yontif. V'Haraya, every Yud Ba'av, they were able to fast. So therefore, it's treated a little bit differently. It's not a raya to the whole noise that we were discussing. Shabbos, in contrast to Hayov Ei Misanim by Shois, being that you can't Misanim Shois, you never fast on Shabbos, period, is Ei Mashlimim by Arviyos. So therefore, you shouldn't fast at night either. And that's why it could be over there, the halacha would be like Rabbi Gamliel, that you're supposed to be mafsik, and you're not supposed to be mashlim the tainus. Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Yishmili Hashmaita. Rabbi Yosef overheard this whole discussion about if a tainus falls out on Erev Shabbos. Are you supposed to be mashlim the tainus, or are you not supposed to be mashlim the tainus? Abaya told Rav Yosef, At Amrin Nahalon. He says, no, we know this whole shmuz. We know this, and we know this from you. I'll even tell you what you told us. Vaha Amrin Nahalon. In Goyzen Tainus, Allah Tzibur Rosh Chadashim. You're not supposed to be Goyzen Tainus on the Tzibur, Berosh Chadashim, or Chanukah, or Purim. This is the Brisa we had earlier on the Yomid. What the Brisa continue and say? That if you started, meaning if you set this whole series of Tanesim in motion, Emafsikim, then you're going to fast over a Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Purim. That was what Rabbi Gamliel said. Rabbi Meir added, and he said that Avav Bisha Amar Rabbi Gamliel Emafsikim, but he was Moida She'emashlimim. And then he said, V'chein B'tisha Vav Shecholiyos, Be'erev Shabbos, the same Halacha, Emashlimim. V'amrinon Allah, and Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, and Rebbe, you told us, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zudevi Rav Meir, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Aval Chachamim Oimri Misanu Mashab. The Chachamim argued, and they really hold Misanu Mashab. So this whole shmooze over here, this whole shmooze we heard from you. Now, Abaya went on to explain. He said, My Lav Akulu, meaning, when Rabbi Yosef said, Zudevi Rav Meir, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Aval Chachamim Oimri Misanu Mashab. Probably, Rabbi Yosef, you were referring to everything that we just said. What do you mean, everything? Ramea said two halachas. Ramea, we were discussing being mesana umashlim on a tainus that falls out on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, and we're discussing being mesana umashlim on Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos. If Rav Yosef said Zudevi Ramea Shama Mishum Rabbi Gamliel Aval Chachamim Oimrim mesana umashlim, and it's going back on everything. So essentially, what he just said was that even though we have this brisa that you're not supposed to finish your tainus, but at the same Chachamim hold mesana umashlim, and probably the halacha is like the Chachamim. So this is what Abaya told Rav Yosef. Abaya told Rav Yosef. Right? Rav Yosef famously forgot a lot of his learning, and Abaya often used to remind him. Abaya often used to remind him of his learning. So this is what he told him. So he told him that here you told us that I heard this special from you. So I mean that I heard this. From you, you already opined on this. You said that this braisa, that's the makar to this halacha, that you're not supposed to be mesanu mashlim. This is divrei rameir shomei mishum rabbi gamliel. However, as it relates to the chachamim actually argue. So the gemara says, but why? It could be Abaya's hanacha was incorrect, but rather Chanukah Purim. He just was referring to Chanukah Purim. The Chanukah Purim part of this halacha that there you're supposed to be mesana, but not be mashlim. That's what he said. The chachamim argue on. But it could be as it relates to Tishba B'Av of Shabbos, there he never meant it. And the Gemara says, Hochi Nami Mistabra. That what? That Rabbi Yehuda Marav, who said that the Chachamim hold that when it comes to Tisha B'Av Shecholiyah is Be'er of Shabbos, the Chachamim hold Misanu Mashab, right? Rabbi Yehuda Marav is the one that said it. So we're not sure, was he referring to that halacha, or was he referring to the halacha being Masana and Mashlim when a tainus falls out on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim? So he said, I'll prove to you, Hachinami Mistabra, that he was referring to Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, and he was not referring to Tishbav that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell me he was referring to everything, Habayim Menei Rabba, Mei Rabbi Yehuda V'lei Pashat Lei, how did the sugya start? The sugya started that Rabbi asked Rav Huna, Barbe Rav that's fasting on Erev Shabbos, should he be Mashlim as Tainus or should he not be Mashlim? And he didn't have an answer. So he decided to go ask Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't even know the answer. And then we had a whole Amid Gemara, a tricky Amid, where the Gemara is bringing prices and with a whole bunch of different knaches. But the bottom line is at the end of the price, at the end of the whole Amid, what happened? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Zu Divrei Rav Meir, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Gamil. Avol Chachamim Oimrim. That what? That Misano Mashlim. If the Chacham Moed Misano Mashlim is talking about where Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, then why did Rabbi Yehuda not know? Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. He knew what the Chachamim Shita is. So the Gemara says, oh, must be that this Rabbi Yehuda who said Misano Mashlim wasn't referring to a tainus that falls out on Erev Shabbos. It's not what he was referring to. He was referring to a time where we're fasting on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah Purim, which really you're not supposed to do. But what should I do? We're in the middle of a series of Tanesim, so we're gonna continue with it. That type of tainus, that's what he meant when he said the but in terms of a real tainus that someone was mekabel on Erev Shabbos, and now at the very, very end it goes in, so it could be over there. He never said the halacha of Misano Mashlim, and that's why there's no raya from it. But the Gemara says, I'll ask you a follow up question. How did Dorish Mar Zutra, Mishmeder Rav Huna, that's what you said in the name of Rav Huna, halacha Misano Mashlim. Rav Huna said, Misano Mashlim. Same cheshbon. Right, the Gemara started even before Rav Yehuda entered the sugya. It was Rabbi asked the question to Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't know. So they decided, let's go together and let's ask Rav Yehuda. So what do you have to say? Do you have a steer in Rav Huna now? So you're going to tell me, here Rav Huna didn't know, and here Rav Huna did know. The teretz is that not all of these memories were said at the same moment in history. First, Rav Huna didn't know. And then later, Rav Huna did know, and that's why Rav Huna said over in or Mazutra said, "I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Huna." Halacha Nesanu Mashlim. So says the Gemara, Hachanami. It could be where Rav Yosef said over from Rav Yehuda Marav was referring to Tisha B'Av Shechalias Erev Shabbos. Aye, how does it stem with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the sugya didn't know? Same teretz. Homekami deshama, hala basa deshama. What's the bottom line? What we just mentioned. Darish mar zutra, mishmeder av huna, halacha, misanin umashlim. And the halacha is that you're supposed to fast, and the halacha is you're supposed to be mashlim, the tainus, if a tainus falls out on Erev Shabbos. So the halacha is that you're supposed to be mashlim, the tainus. Incidentally, the only tainus that can fall out on Erev Shabbos is Asara B'Tevis. And what's so unique about Asara B'Tevis? So we have read bites on this from years ago. There's a famous Avodram that says you can even fast Asar B'Tevis on Shabbos itself, and there's a Joshua's Chasam Sofer, Reb Chaim and stencils, but this is not for today. The Inkam Mekoyim Olahara. So again, just to recap very, very quickly what just happened. So the Gemara in yesterday's Daf had discussed two Shailas that Rabbah asked from Rav Huna, both Negeya Rosh Hashanah. One was on Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh. The second was, are you supposed to mention Shechiyonah V'Kimonah V'Kiyonah Zman Hazeh on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And in both cases, Rav Huna wasn't sure, and Rav Huna said, let's go ask Rav Yehuda. Either way, the Gemara mentioned another story where Rabbah asked Rav Huna a Shaila. Rav Huna wasn't sure, they decided to go ask Rav Yehuda. What was the Shaila this time? If somebody's fasting on Erev Shabbos, and the fast is going to end when it's already Shabbos, problem is, you're going into Shabbos in a state of fasting. It's inappropriate, right? You see what covered Shabbos is. You can't go into Shabbos in that kind of state, even though you're finishing a tainus, which is a very chash of a thing, but it doesn't matter. This is not the way you makabel the Shabbos Amalka. So the question is, should you maybe cheat and maybe break your fast samuch l'chashecha right before Shabbos or not? This was the question that Rabbah posed to Rav Huna, and that Rav Huna didn't know, and they decided together to go pose to Rav Yehuda. And really, after a long discussion, what came out was, is the Gemara said that really, there is precedent for the Shaila, and that is, the Tanoim debated with a little bit of drama with Rav Yeshua after the Ptira of Rabbi Gamliel, and a Maisa from Rav Yehuda, and Amar Meir Zutavir Rabbi Gamliel, and Rav Yosef said, and then he forgot, and then the Gemara wasn't even sure what Rav Yosef said. So there was a lot of drama in this Amid, but the point is that the Tanum had already discussed this very same Shaila, not with regards to a Talmud Chacham that took upon himself a Tainus Yachin on Erev Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av Shechalias for Erev Shabbos. Again, this doesn't happen with our calendars, but once upon a time, that was very much a possibility. And if that's the case, should you be Mashlim the Tainus, or should you not be Mashlim the Tainus? And what was the bottom line? Doris Mar Zutra Mishmeder Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who didn't know in the beginning of the sugya, at the very end of the sugya, it becomes his memra. Halacha, the halacha is misanin umashlimin, and on that note, hadron halach bakol ma'arvin. Zog the Mishnah Vayter, the fourth perek of Masechtas Erevin, which continues very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan with the halachas of Techum. Zog the Mishnah, mishayitziyu nachrim. If somebody is minding his own business, it's Shabbos, and Nachrim came and they kidnapped him, and they took him outside of his tchum. Oy ruach ra, or a ruach ra took him out of his tchum. So what's a ruach ra? Rashi says, shenichnas by shade, venitra fa daitai. As Gemara Nabisal Meshuggah, through a shade, he got the better of him. And that's why he went out. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayot says, no, he had a ruach ra means he had a moment. But either way, somehow he just opened his eyes and he found himself outside of the tchum. In lo yelo dalad amas. Taloch is this person can't walk outside of dalad amas. Hichzi ru. What happens if they returned him? Very kind. Gidu lo yatza. It's as if he never left. Hayduchuli racheres. If they brought him into another city, or nasnu b'diroi b'sar, or they put him into a pen, a place where animals drezach. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazman Azayu, Oyrim Mahalach Haskula. Rabbi Lazman Azayu said they can walk throughout that entire area. Meaning, even though usually if a person is forced out of his tchum, he can't walk more than dalad amas, but here he was put into a place that's mukaf mechitzoy. So that whole area is treated like $1 amas. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Oimrim, ain't loyala dollar amas. No, even there, even though he's in an area that's surrounded by mechitzes, all he gets is dollar amas. The Gemara in Daf Mem Beis is going to explain this. Maisa, there was a story. Shabo mi palan darsin. Rashi says, Shem Mokim, a place. So these Tanoim were traveling together on a boat, and they came from this place. And their Sfina was at sea. And they were outside of the Tchum. They were on the boat, outside of the Tchum. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazman Azari on Shabbos, they walked all over. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo yizazu midalad hamis. They didn't leave their dalad hamis. Why? They wanted to be machmer. And this is l'shitasayu. in the beginning of the Mishnah. If somebody's outside the Tchum, he was taken out of the Tchum, he finds himself in an area that's surrounded by Mechitzas, does he only have Dalet Amis, or could he be Mahalach Haskula? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you said Mahalach Haskula, that's why Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in this story, they were Halchu Haskula. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva said, Ein lo yelo Dalet Amis, that's why over here they only had Dalet Amis. Although, the obvious deik is in the Mishnah, it sounds like that Lo Zazu mi Dalet Amis, why? Sheratzu lahachmer al atzman. It sounds like it was just a chumra. The Gemara is going to talk about this. Pam achas, another story. Lo nichlasu l'nam al atzachashecha. The Tanoim were traveling together on a boat, and it was mamish coming Shabbos, and they didn't arrive in the port until it was already dark, and they couldn't tell. Did they get there before Ben Ashmashis, or like it was a close call. Meaning, had they arrived Ben Ashmashis, so then their tchum would be the port where they arrived. If they didn't arrive Ben Ashmashis, then the tchum is where they left from. And at the very least, they're going to be stuck on the boat the rest of Shabbos. They'll have to figure out if they can walk more than Dalet Amis. That was this machlokes tanum. But they zecha can't get off the boat. So the Gemara says, Amar leh Rabbi Gamliel, they turn to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma anu leirid, can we get off? Amar leh mutar matam, you could. Shekvar hoyisi mistakil. I was looking very carefully. Vayinu betoicha tchum atchalecha sheikha. We made it before it got dark, and as a result, you're allowed to walk around. Tana Rabbah, Gimel Dvarim Avirim Es Adam Al Daitai. So we've mentioned Misha Yitziu Nachrim Ayruach Ra. So we have one light Gemara before we exhale. So Abraisa. There are three things that cause a person to be Maver Al Daitai V'Al Das Koinoi. So it causes him problems in his personal life and in his spiritual life. Elohim, Oivdei Koichavim, if the Eni Yehudim, they get the better of him, like in our Mishnah, Mishay Tziyu, Nachrim, V'ruach Ra, that was the other example we had in our Mishnah, V'diktuki Anias, or if someone's very, very, very much an Ani, L'may Nafkemina, so why did Chazal have to tell this to us? L'mibay Rachmi Olayo, so we should know that these are things that are worth davening for. Gimel Ein Royim Pnei Gehenim, there are three people that if they experience this, they're not going to have to see Gehenim, they already had Gehenim. Elohim, Diktuki Anias, V'choy These are people that suffer from shilshul, the harashos, people that have trouble with the government. Rashi says here a different shot. Mishi yesh loy noishin, people he has creditors, people that are running after him. The yeshayim, some say af mishi yesh loy ishara, the idach. The other man, what he holds, not an Ishara, can't be a machloikis. So the Gemara says, Ishara, mitzvah legarsha. No, Ishara, there's something he can do about it. He could always give her a get. What the other man, holds, he can't give her a get. Sometimes it's too expensive. Inami is labanamina. Sometimes it's children, and there's other ramifications. Why is it so important to know these three people, Ein Royim Pnei Gehenim? So the Gemara says, a person should know that if he's suffering from one of these things, he should be mekabel bahava, because he should realize that, yeah, it's not kishmak, but in the next world, he's going to benefit from all these issues that he had on this world. Another Gemara, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, shloisha mason kishem basaprim. There are three things that can cause a person to die, literally while he's talking. This is just a way of saying that Rashi, afilu yesh pem chiyos harbe, shemitabrim, they're talking, they're not lying on their deathbed, everything seems to be fine and normal. And then all of a sudden, in 1 second, the Elohim chayla mi'ayin, someone that has shulshul v'chaya, this is a woman that gave birth, the hadroikin, someone that's suffering from hadroikin. L'may nafkemina, what's the practical advice and takeaway from this? L'mishmushe buzavdasa. They should prepare their tachrichim. They should be shuv yomechet koidem yisascha. If somebody knows that in a second, everything can be taken away from him, so that would obviously be ma'orer him to do tshuva exhale. So just one ha'ara. Me'inyana de yoyma, as it relates to the theme of the daf the last few days, which was Yontif Sheni Shel Galiyos, specifically the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke out Lomdus as it relates to understanding the concept that even though in Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden used to keep 1 day Yontif, but in Chutz Laaretz, they used to keep 2 days Yontif. And the reason that in Chutz Laaretz, they used to keep 2 days Yontif, we did an elaborate intro to this sugya, but the short answer is because in Chutz Laaretz, the Yidden didn't always know what day Bezdin was Mekadesh to Chodesh. And if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, you don't know when Yontif is. And there's always one or two possibilities, because Rosh Chodesh is always going to be either on the 30th day or the 31st day relative to the previous Rosh Chodesh. So it's always a possibility. It's either today or tomorrow. So in Eretz Yisrael, where by the time Yontif came around, everyone knew when it was Yontif, there was no reason to keep a second day Yontif. But Chutz La'aretz, they kept the second day, Misafik, it's what's known as Sfeika D'Yoyma, because they weren't sure what the Yontif was. And as a result, we have this idea, this institution known as Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. The one day that there were 2 days Yontif, even in Eretz Yisrael, was Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. I mean that it falls out on Rosh Chodesh, it's very, very Yitochen that even the Bnei Yerushalayim, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, are not going to know what day exactly is Rosh Hashanah. And it's for that reason they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about the concept of Yoy Ma'arichta, and it was a nafkamina in Sachtes Erevin, in terms of if someone can make an Erev Techumen for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, one day Lamizrach, one day Lamayrev, Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedusha Sein. We spoke about the Noida Biyehuda in Erechaim Tinyonah Simen Memches, and the Shoilom Meshev, and Madura Tinyonah Chelik Sheni Simen Ayim Beis, and the Chuvas Chasam Soifer to Reb Shlomo Kluger and Tovkov Tzadik Aleph, which was in Erechaim Simen Kof Memhei, a lot of raid, a lot of lumdis, but that we already spoke about. You know, whenever you think about Yontif Sheni, so it's obviously something that's a little hard to understand because we keep 2 days Yontif, and the truth is today Shavuos or is tomorrow Shavuos or was yesterday Shavuos? Is today tonight the Seder? Is tonight the night where all the Tzinoiris and the Ashpoyis Toivis come down from Shemayim? Or is it really tomorrow night? Or maybe it was really last night? So there is this very existential question that needs to be asked whenever you try to really get to the bottom of Yontif Sheni. But there's no question that this Shaila is most prominent when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. There's one Yom HaDin, L'chaira. So when's the Yom HaDin? Is it the first day Rosh Hashanah? Is it the second day Rosh Hashanah? Nisana Toikif, the first day, the second day. I mean, we cry the second day Rosh Hashanah, but the Zochreinu L'chaim, the Chasfeinu B'Sefer HaChaim, didn't that happen already yesterday? So, like, how do you wrap your head around the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Which day is the Yom HaDin? Is it the first day or is it the second day? So, Yom HaRichta, is that the Mahalach? Like, what does that mean? Is it the first day Rosh Hashanah or is it the second day Rosh Hashanah? There's a Mechtav from Rav Dessler. It's printed in Michtam Elio. In Chelik Beis, it's page 74. The topic is Shnei Yomim Shor Rosh Hashanah. He says, "B'chol Shana Anu Oisem Al Pi Takanas Chazal Shnei Yomim Shor Rosh Hashanah." Va'afilu Be'eretz Yisrael Ki Yodua Mach Masafik. Ve'gam Ayoyim Diodina B'kfiyasa Diyarcha Hatakana Kayemetz Va'imedes. V'tzorich Birer. Said Rav Dessler, "Eichanu Mispalolim B'yontiv Sheni Shor Rosh Hashanah Kolat Filo Isasha Yochis Le'Yom Madin." Kigoyin hine yom adin, vayom yamid bamishpat kol yitzuri ayloven ukedoyma. Bishlan de b'shar yomim toymim shogoliyos. Kitchu chachomim esayoyim b'kdushes yontif. V'chol dine yontif cholomov. Av eich shayich geder yom adin derabonon. What does this mean? It's midderabonon the second day, midderabonon it's a yom adin. The midderaisa was on the first day, midderabonon is the second day. When was the, if the yom adin happens on the first day of Shana, which is what you would think. So what exactly are we doing on the second day? Says Rav Dessler, there's only one way I believe that you can understand the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as it relates to the yom adin. And that is based on something that's written in the Zohar HaKadosh. It's in Parshas Pinchas, Reish Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Zohar HaKadosh says, that why is it that this 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Quote, begin the Inun Shrei Beidina, the Mischabrin Kichada. Dine Ila, the Iu Kashya, Bedina Tata, the Iu Rafya, V'Travayu Mishtakri. So this is, of course, above our pay grade. But the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Pinchas that the reason this 2 days Rosh Hashanah is because there's really two Yom HaDins. There's the Yom HaDin on the first day, and there's the Yom HaDin on the second day. There's the Yom HaDin on the first day, which the Zohar refers to as the Dino Ilah, and there's the Yom HaDin on the second day, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as the Dino Tata. The first din is called Dino Kashya. The second din is called Dino Rafya. Travayu Mishtakri. But the point is this, the Zohar HaKadosh is Mavur, that this 2 day Rosh Hashanah, because there are two Yom HaDins. There's the first Yom HaDin and there's the second Yom. They're not the same. But Roy is like Roy is that. Hatzadah Shavah Shabahen is that it's Rosh Hashanah and that it's a Yom HaDin. But at the same time, it's not the same. There's Dina Yilah, there's Dina Tata, there's Dina Kashya, and there's Dina Rafya. So Rav Dessler says a beautiful neifach. He says that, what do you mean? I thought the reason there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah is because of Sveika D'Yayma. I thought there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah because once upon a time, Bezim was Bekadosh L'Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, and that's what it's about.
what's pshat in the Zayar? I mean, how do you reconcile the two? So he doesn't quote the Vilna Gaon, but he means the Vilna Gaon. It's pashat. We always speak out the Vilna Gaon that said that every time Chazal were mesakin a derabanan, so they always were megalitas a tam. But that tam is what's known as a tam nigla. But really, there's the rest of the story. But it's hidden. And that's why it's known as the Tam Nistar. But the Tam that Chazal was always Megalotas, that's just the revealed reason for the different Takanas. But there's always the Tam Nistar. The Exhibit A, example that the Vilna Gaon gave to this Yesoid, is the Halacha of Mashkin Megulim. Once upon a time, it was considered very dangerous for a person to drink from a mashka beverage that was left exposed overnight. Why? Because it was a concern that maybe a Nachash came, deposited a little bit of Eres inside of it. As a result, it was considered dangerous. Stating that, the Mechaber says in Yoridayasim and Kufta Zayin have gotten Aleph, Ha'idno, Dolashchichin, Nachashim. Nowadays, that we don't have Nachashim anymore, we don't have to worry anymore about Megulim. But the Vilna Gaon and the Meiser Rab they bring was very, very makbid on Megulim. There's a story that once the Vilna Gaon was learning and he couldn't understand his learning the way he always did. And he asked his Talmud, he says, tell me, did you give me something is up? And he found out that when he brought the Vilna Gaon water in the morning to drink, so he usually used to get water from a certain place. He couldn't get it. He ended up getting it from somewhere else. And they were mavari that the mayim was megulim overnight. And the Vilna Gaon's neshama was so sensitive that he felt that he was drinking megulim. But the Vilna Gaon said, you can't drink megulim even bizman hazeh. He said, why? Chazal gave a reason. It's because of nechashim. So the Vilna Gaon said his yesod that the timing that Chazal gave us is always the tam nigla, but there's always a tam nistar. There's always another reason, and he said that even though the tam nigla, you're right, is not negeya now, but the Vilna Gaon said that all the timing nistarim for why you shouldn't drink megulim are negeya, and that's why the Vilna Gaon was makbid on drinking megulim afilu bizmanedu. So says Rav Dessler, it's true the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed and the sugi in the beginning of Masechet Beya, and we saw it a little bit in Erev and Lamed Ches and Perek Bakol Ma'arvin, that is this idea of why do we keep 2 days Yontif? It's all Mishum Safik, it's Mishum Sveika de Yoima, and even Rosh Hashanah de Yoima Richta, but it's all Gebayt in a Sveika de Yoima. It's Gebayt on the fact that we, at the end of the day, don't know, which if we knew when Rosh Hashanah was, of course you want to keep 2 days Yontif. He said, that's all in the Tam Nigla. The Tam Nigla of Yontif Shenish or Rosh Hashanah, it's all Gebayt on a Sveika de Yoima, but there's a Tam Nistar. And the Tam Nistar is desire, HaKadosh. And when you understand the Pnimius HaTorah sometimes, things make more sense. And when you understand the Tam Nistar of this 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's not only a Safi. Yeah, that's the Tam Nigla, for sure. We don't drink Mashke Megulim because of Nechashim. But the Gaon said there's other reasons, layers and layers of reasons of Oimik and Pnimius HaTorah in terms of why it is we don't drink Mashke Megulim. He said the same is true with regards to 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And there's another reason. The reason is because there are actually two dinim. There are two Yemei HaDin. There's the Din Ilah and there's the Din Tata. There's the Din Akashia and there's the Din Arafia. The first day Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah because it's a Yom HaDin because it's a Din Akashia. And the second day Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Hashanah because it's a Yom HaDin because it's a Din Arafia. So I was thinking maybe just to add one Tosefes beer to this Michtav for Rav Dessler. And that is with the following Hakdama. We know that Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day of creation. He was created on the sixth day. The animals were created on the sixth day. And Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day as well. Stating that, Rashi al HaTorah, on the Pasuk, Vayivorech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi Vayikadosh Oisoi, Kivoy Shavas Mikol Melachtoi, Asher Bara Elokim Lases. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, Mikol Melachtoi, Asher Bara Elokim Lases. So Rashi says, it sounds a little bit, that Hashem rested from the melacha that lasos Hashem was going to actually do on Shabbos. So Rashi says, "Hamelacha shahoyse ruuya lasos b'Shabbos kafal v'asoy b'shvi." K'moshem afurish bebereishis rabba. Rashi's medayik the word lasos. That really Hakadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to create the world not in 6 days but in 7 days. But then Hashem had a machshava shniya, and instead of creating the world on the seventh day. Instead of creating the world in 7 days, instead Hashem decided that He's going to create the world in 6 days. So instead of creating it on 7 days, Hashem decided that He's going to create the world on 6 days. Just hold that thought for a second. You know, the Ran says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that why is it that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Why is it Aleph Tishrei is the Yom HaDin? Why is Aleph Tishrei the Yom HaDin? Why? Well, what's unique about Aleph Tishrei that it became the Yom HaDin? So he says, as a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer says, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created b'chodesh Tishrei. But the Ram brings from the Psikta Rabasi that the Psikta Rabasi says that really the world wasn't created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Really, the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul. What was created on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Adam Arishon was created on Chodesh Tishrei. Because if the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul, 6 days later is when man was created. If man was created 6 days later, so it comes out that Adam Arishon was created really on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The day that Adam Arishon was created, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prosecuted Adam Arishon. He punished Adam Arishon. He punished Chava. He punished the Nachash. Adam Arishon stood l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu badin when? On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Because the world was created Chav Eyal. He was created on the sixth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the day that he sinned. That's the day that he had to give din v'cheshbin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ran, if that's the day that Adam Arishon had to give din v'cheshbin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's was the first Yom HaDin. That's why it became known as the Yom HaDin. You want to know why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? Because that's the day that Adam Arishon stood. Why did Adam Arishon give Din V'cheshbon on Rosh Hashanah, on Aleph Tishrei? Because that's the day it was created, and the Gemara says, the day created, on Ba'usa Yom Sarach, that's the day that he ended up sinning. What's the cheshbon? Rabbi Eliezer's B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam, but the Pesik Rabbas, he says, it was really on Chaf Heyel. I heard from Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, once had the schos to eat the Rosh Hashanah Suda by him. So he said over that the Be'emes, Rabbi Eliezer holds B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam. Rabbi Shua argues. Rabbi Shua holds B'Nisa Nivra Oilam. So why is it that we're going with Rabbi Eliezer? L'chay Rabbi Shua holds B'Nisa Nivra Oilam. He said that Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam that Elu Ve'elu Divra L'Kim Chayim. Rabbi Eliezer is right that B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam, and Rabbi Yeshua is right that B'Nisa Nivra Oilam. How's that possible? He says Rabbeinu Tam because Chazal say that it was Olam B'Machshava to create the world B'Midas Adin. The world ultimately wasn't created, but rather with Midas HaRachamim. There was an Olah B'Machshava to create the world, and then there was the Metzias, when the world was actually created. Eilu ve'eilu divra l'kim chayim. It was Olah B'Machshava, said Rabbeinu Tam, to create the world, Tishrei. But B'Nisa Nivra Olam, the world, L'Maisa, was created in Chodesh Nisan. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said like this. He said, so it comes out that it was Olah B'Machshava to create the world in Chodesh Tishrei. It was Olah B'Machshava to create the world in Midas HaDin. That's why Chodesh Tishrei, that's why Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Yom HaDin. Because it was all of the Machshava to create the world of Midas HaDin. So he teached. We say, Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Hayoyim Yamid Bamishpat Kol Yitzuri Oilamim. Hayoyim Haras Oilam. It's an interesting Lashon. Today's the day that the world was conceived. Heroyim is Miloshon pregnancy. Haras Oilam. It doesn't say Hayoyim Leidas Oilam. It says Hayoyim Haras Oilam. Today's the day of the conception of the world. He said, yeah. Because what happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rabbeinu Tam says, B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam. Today's the day that it was all about Machshava to create the world. It was the Haras Oilam. It was the Machshava to create the world. And it was all of the Machshava to create the world. B'Midas HaDin. So Hayoyim Haras Oilam. That's why Hayoyim Yamid Bamishpat. Kol Yitzuri Oilamim. That's why today is the Yom HaDin. But either way, that's what the Ran said. The Ran said, you want to know why we give din v'cheshbin kibnei moroi kibakaras raya edra? Why is this all on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it on Echad B'Tishrei? Why is it today? It's because Rabbi Eliezer said that B'Tishrei Nivroilam. And B'Tishrei Nivroilam means really B'Chafei Elo Nivroilam, which means that the sixth day of creation is the day that Adam Arishon was created. And if on the sixth day Adam Arishon was created, and on that day Adam Arishon did the Aveira, and he had to give Din V'Cheshbon L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says it's for that reason that Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Aleph B'Tishrei became the Yom HaDin. In Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayivaruch l'kim es yerim ashvi vayikadosh oisoi ki vayshavas mikol malachta yashubar l'kim lasois." And Rashi says on that pasuk, "Yashubar l'kim lasois," that really Hakadosh Baruch Hu created on Shabbos what He was going to create. Really, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was going to create the world in 7 days, but instead of creating the world on Shabbos, kafa vasoi b'shishi. Kadosh Baruch had a machshava shniyah, and he decided instead to create what was going to be created on the seventh day and the sixth day. Now it's interesting, Rashi doesn't say which yitzira of Yom HaShishi was supposed to have been created on the seventh day. HaMelacha Shaisa Ru'uya Lasis B'Shabbos Kafa V'Asoy B'Shishi. Not everything. Well, Hashem wasn't going to skip this Friday and instead Shabbos. So something was going to be created by Yom HaShishi, and then something was going to be created by Yom HaShabbos. But Rashi says something that was supposed to be created on Shabbos, HaMelacha Shaisa Ru'uya Lasis B'Shabbos Kafa V'Asoy B'Shishi. What was that thing that was Kafa V'Asoy B'Shishi? So I found in the Sefer Beis Yishai, Drush's Beis Yishai, that's from Rav Shloime Fisher. Shloime Fisher was the brother of Dayan Fisher, or Mr. Yanke Fisher. So this is in his Drush's, Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Yud Ches. So he says that what Bria of Yom HaShishi was really supposed to be created by Yom HaShabbos. He says, I think it's Pashat. I think it's Pashat Ad Lamoed. It's Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was supposed to be created on Shabbos. He wasn't really supposed to be created on Friday. And he says, if you think about it, Adam HaRishon was created on the same day as the animals. He says, how do you understand that? On the fifth day, Hashem created the Chayo, the Oif, Yoifef Ala Aretz. But he didn't create the animals. On the sixth day, Toitzei Aretz, Nefesh Chayi Lamina, Behema V'Remes, V'Chayisei Aretz Lamina. Why didn't he create the Oifis on the same day as the Behemas? Because they're different. It didn't make sense for him to create them on the same day. And Adam HaRishon and the Behemas and the Chayis are the same. He said the merchak between Adam HaRishon and the Behemas and the Chayis, you would think, is greater than the merchak between the Behemas and the Chayis and the Oif Yoifef Ala Aretz. And the Shrotzim and the it doesn't make sense. So what's the Pshat? Said Reb Fisher, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created man on the sixth day together with the Behemoth and the Chayas. The Teretz says Adam was supposed to be created on the seventh day. He was really supposed to be created on the seventh day. But Hashem had a machshav ashniya, kafal. He decided instead that no, what I'm supposed to create on the seventh day, I'm going to create on the sixth day. And he says he thinks it's merumas in the pasuk. Because if you look in the psukim that describe the sixth day of creation, vayomer l'kim toitzi aretz nefesh chay l'mino, behema v'remes v'chayse aretz l'mino v'yichay. Vayasa l'kim eschay etz aretz l'mino v'sa behema l'mino v'schol remes adam l'mineu, vayara l'kim ki toif. Then it says, "Vayomer likim nasa adam mitzalmenu kid musenu," and then "Vayivra likim esa adam pru revua milu asaretz v'kivshua." If you go through all the other days of creation, when does it say "Vayar likim kitoiv"? At the end, Hashem creates "Vayar likim kitoiv vayera vayivoyke yom shlit." Right? That's how it goes. "Vayar likim kitoiv," and then you have the "Vayera vayivoyke" in the middle of the parsha. "Vayar likim kitoiv." So Reb Fisher said, "Kan gilu lano atayru." That really, this was supposed to be the end of the sixth day. "Vayar likim kitoiv." Narvas. "Vayomer likim nasa adam mitzalmenu kid musenu." Afterwards, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that, you know what, machshava shniya kafa vasoy b'shishi. Instead of creating them on the seventh day, instead I'm going to create them on the sixth day. Incidentally, this is mamish derech agav. But incidentally, in that drasha, so the Reb Fisher, he talks about the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and he says Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from. Listen to a davar nifla. Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas, right? He wasn't allowed to eat. Everyone knows that he wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He brings from that Rizal, in the spirit of Primus Atayra. So he brings from that Rizal that said that the Isser to eat from the Eitz Hadas was only supposed to last until Shabbos. Once Shabbos came, it was already going to be mutter for Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The whole issa was until Shabbos. So he says, a davar neira. There's a medrash rabbah, a vayikra rabbah, that says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Doresh Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, mi yigalo ofer meinecha Adam HaRishon. Who is good? Adam HaRishon, look at that veru that you did. Shelo yocholto lamed al tzivecho sho'achas. You couldn't control yourself not to eat from the Eitz Hadas sho'achas. He says, your children, they can wait, they have payers, they don't eat the payers for 3 years. Right? Me yagala offer me nech Adam HaRishon. 1 hour, shoachas, you couldn't wait. Look at Klal Yisrael, shalishanim, there's a mitzvah of arlo. It's mamish tarizah. What do you mean shoachas? He was never allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. No, the Teretz is it was going to be a temporary thing. But he says something amazing. He says that how long was the ban on the Eitz Hadas? I mean, Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas until Shabbos Kodesh. One Shabbos was going to come, Adam was going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was only until Shabbos. So how long was the Issa going to last? How long was it going to be that he's not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas? So he says, you can make a cheshbon. The Gemara says that, you know, when Adam HaRishon sinned, he sinned b'shoah asiris. That's when he sinned. So he said, it comes out, the whole story happened b'shoah asiris. How long couldn't Adam HaRishon control himself for? What was the chet? Shoah asiris, the 11th hour and the 12th hour. Once Shabbos was going to come, he was going to be able to eat. He couldn't wait 3 hours. He said, that's the oimik. Darish Rabbi Yudim and Pasi. He said, Klal Yisrael could wait 3 years. And you can't wait Shoachas. He meant three shois. The three shois that you had to wait. That was all it was. Because it was almost Shabbos. The sun was going to set. And for Shabbos by the Suda, you were going to eat pears from the Eitz Hadas. But it's Nishke Ken Anhalten. He brings from Darizal. That Darizal said that Adam is Rosh HaTevis. Adam David Mashiach. Aladav Mem. He said, Adam is Rosh HaTevis, Adam David Mashiach. So he said, what's the oimik? So the Rizal said like this, that Adam HaRishon's chet was the Eitz Hadas. And what was the chet? That he couldn't wait, because really he was going to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas on Shabbos. He just couldn't wait. He couldn't control. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait until Shabbos. The Rizal referred to it as paga. Right? You have paga a lot in Gemara. What's paga? Unripened fruit. So there's an idea. It was paga. That's what it was, the Rizal said. And Adam HaRishon wanted to eat the paga. And he wasn't supposed to eat the paga. He was supposed to wait for it to fully ripen. But he couldn't. The Avera was he couldn't wait. David HaMelech's Avera was the story with Bathsheba. Bathsheba was an Eish HaSish. Uri Achitu was going to die. Uri Achitu could have given her a get. But David HaMelech couldn't wait. So he couldn't wait. He couldn't. He didn't want to wait. And that's why he was nichshel. Kaloi medavot, chate ena yalataya. But Chazal said that he was nichshel in the chet of Eish HaSish. So he said, other Marishans, chet was, that Rizal said, he couldn't wait. He ate pagu. Couldn't wait until Shabbos. David HaMelech's chet was Bathsheba. She was an Eish HaSish. He couldn't wait until she wasn't an Eish HaSish anymore. You know what the ticken for that is, Mashiach? He said, Klai Yisrael's going to have to wait. They're going to wait for Mashiach. And that's how we're going to be Mesakin. He said, the shoyrish of the Gres Techatoim, with the chet of the Eitz Hadas and the chet of David and Bathsheba, you know where it came from? A lack of patience. He couldn't wait. And the tikkun for that is Mashiach. That im yismameach hakeloi. And that's what Klai Yisrael is going to have to do. We're going to have to wait. It's amazing because we live in a world where, you know, we have no patience. It's a world of everything is instant. And really, the tikkun for the chatoim is waiting. That's what the tikkun is. That's the tikkun. It's the tikkun for the chet of Adam Arishon, and the tikkun for the chet of David HaMelech and Bathsheba is Mashiach. Adam, David, Mashiach. Adam couldn't wait until Shabbos. David couldn't wait until Bathsheba wasn't going to be an Eish HaSish. The tikkun is, we're going to have to wait for Mashiach. But coming back, because that was all a digression. Coming back. So Rav Fisher said in Drashas Be'Yishai, that's Pashit. That what Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis, on the Pasuk, Vayichulu, Ashamayim Varetz V'chol Tzavom, Ashabar Lekim Lassis, Hamalach HaShoy Saruya Lassis B'Shabbos, Kofal V'Asoy B'Shishi. What is he referring to? He's referring to Adam. Adam was supposed to be created on Shabbos. But Kofal V'Asoy, right, you look at the Pasuk. The pasuk Vayyar Elikim Kitoiv, right after the Behem and the Chai, and then afterwards Vayyomer Elikim Nasa Adam and Tzamenu, because this was really supposed to happen on Shabbos, but instead of happening on Shabbos, when did it happen? It ended up happening on Friday. That means Adam Arishon was really supposed to be created on Shabbos. Let's come full circle. Why is Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei? Dr. Ran, because B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Or at the very least, it was all about machshava to create the world B'Tishrei. But B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, that's what this Rebbe has. And it's not really B'Tishrei, because the Psikta Rabasi says it was Chafei Elul. What was created Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Adam Arishon. Because if the world was created, Bereishis Bar Lekim, Vayar Lekim, Vayar Vayboki Yemechad is Chafei Elul, do the math. That means the sixth day when Adam Arishon was created was really Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if the sixth day was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when Adam was created, that's when Adam was Sarach, that's when Adam was judged. So if the original Din V'Cheshbin in the world happened on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's why the Dairi Dairis, the Yoyim Adin, was always going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But the truth is, even though Adam Arishon was created on the sixth day, he was supposed to have been created on the seventh day. There was an Olah B'Machshava to create Adam HaRishon on the seventh day. And we know that the Olah B'Machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Metzios. That's the Svar Makdoshim say, that the reason you find Tzadikim, Medaktikim, Aleihem, Kachot HaSayir, because it was Olah B'Machshava to create the world of Midas Hadin. And that creates a Metzios of Midas Hadin. Right, the Ramami Pano said, that was the Pshat, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he saw Rabbi Akiva, so he said, I see his Torah, let me see his Char. So the Eibush shows how the Romans are torturing Echad, they're torturing Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Zu Torah v'zu Schara. So what did Eibush tell him in Menachis? Shtoik. Kachal ulefane b'machshava. Said the Ramami Pano, what do you mean kachal ulefane b'machshava? He meant to say, because it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin. And being that it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin, so he says, if it was all of b'machshava to create the world of Midas Adin, that's the point of all ulefane b'machshava. That creates a metzius. And tzadikim medaktikim aleihem kachot asayru. The machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a metzius. Not our machshava is where it's a fleeting thought that nothing ever happened with. No, it's a metzius HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava. If it was all of b'machshava for Adam HaRishon to be created on the seventh day, that means on some level there's a metzius that Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos. Ayin Shomer Nishmus. On some level, Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos. That means Adam HaRishon was created on Yom Vav. He was also created on Yom Zayin. In the world, in the reality that Adam HaRishon was created on Shabbos, that means the Yom Adin was when? It was on Shabbos. What day is Shabbos on the calendar? That's Beis Tishrei. Maybe that's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You want to know why there's a Din of Kashyan, there's a Din of Rafia? What's the 2 days? The Teretz is because the whole Yisoid of the Yom HaDin is that was the day that Adam HaRishon had to give Din V'Cheshbin. Adam HaRishon in the Oivam HaMachshava was created on Beis. If it was created on Beis and there was a Din V'Cheshbin on Yom Beis also, there was a Din V'Cheshbin then as well. If there was a Din V'Cheshbin on Yom Beis, it comes out Yom Tiv Rishon and Yontif Sheni. Hence we have two Yemei Adin. So what's the Yisoid of the first day Rosh Hashanah and the second day Rosh Hashanah? The Teretz is the Yom Adin on the first day Rosh Hashanah, and there's a Yom Adin on the second day Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Adin of the first day Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kashya. The second day is Dina Rafya. This is based on the Zohar Kodesh. Ivy Gemara says in Beya and Rosh Hashanah and Erevin that it's all Kabayt on Sveika the Yom. That's the Tam Nigla, like the Vilna Goyen always says. But there's a Tam Nistar. The Tam Nistar is that it's a real Yom Adin. How in the world did the second day become the Yom Adin? Ulai. Maybe based on this Rashi and Parashas Bereishis, that really there was an Olam Machshava for Adam Arishon to be created on the seventh day of creation, on Beis Tishrei. If the reason the Yom Adin is related to the day that Adam Arishon was born, to the day that he sinned, so could be, if there was an Olam Machshava for this to all play out, not on Aleph Tishrei, but on Beis Tishrei. So Beis Tishrei goes down as being a Yom Adin as well. You know, we talk about Dina Kashya, Dina Rafya. So what does this all mean? I'll tell you one thing I saw in the Sefer Na'oz Desha. That's from the Heliga Avnei Nezer. And Avnei Nezer said that the two Yom Adins, he said the first day the Yom Adin is on the Ruchnius of a person. He said, the second day, the Yom Adin is on the Gashmius of a person. So he said, why is the first Yom Adin Dina Kashya? And the second Yom Adin is Dina Rafya? He says, because the Satan that's Mekatrig on the Yom Adin, he says he's willing to forego that a Yid should have Gashmius. That he's willing to be Mevater. He said, but his Lashon was about Abyssal Yiddishkeit. That he goes out guns blazing. He said, that's already not something he's Mevater for. So he said, the first day, the Dina Kashya, that's what the Satan really doesn't want. He wants, says, yeah, you want to have a good in a Gashmi's digger sense, okay, the Satan knows this is all fleeting anyways, but he says that you should be Zoicha to a good Gebenshior, Beruchnius. That's already Dina Kashya, but either way, we should talk be Zoicha to a good Gebenshior, Bedina Kashya, Bedina Rafya, Bein Beruchnius, Bein Begashmius, and that's Hashem looking forward to another year of steiging together.